This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Jammu and Kashmir has registered a voter turnout of 65.58% in the third and last phase of assembly polls till 7 p.m. yesterday. The highest 72.91% voting was reported in Udhampur district. Election Commission said polling for the Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly elections concluded in a peaceful and celebratory atmosphere. It said three-phase polling has concluded, heralding a new dawn for the region. The poll body said there has been no repoll so far and overall voting beats the Lok Sabha 2024 record. The commission said erstwhile terrorism-infested regions celebrated democracy and rebuffed boycotts and violence. It said scenes of voters patiently waiting in lines at polling stations set against the scenic backdrop of the region highlighted the people's strong faith in democracy. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that J&K Assembly elections have marked a significant deepening of democracy which will continue to inspire the democratic spirit of the region for years to come. Campaigning has intensified for Assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally yesterday at Gadpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. He alleged that Congress is making attempts to divide the country by propagating divisions on lines of caste and religion. Mr. Modi said, Congress's politics is limited only to false promises, whereas BJP's politics is based on hard work and results. On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Sonipat, Congress MP and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, accused the BJP of attacking the constitution and working for a handful of billionaires in the country. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign will conclude on the 155th Gandhi Jayanti today. The campaign was initiated on the 17th of last month. The campaign has witnessed active participation from state governments, local authorities and community groups across the country. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference on Swachh Bharat Divas 2024 in New Delhi, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil urged people to undertake an hour of Shramdan for Swachhata from 9 a.m. today morning. India and Jamaica exchanged 4 Memorandum of Understanding MOU in the fields of digital public infrastructure, cultural exchange and sports. These MOUs were exchanged after delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his visiting Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi. In a joint press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, India accords special importance to the visit of Prime Minister of Jamaica Dr. Holness, has come on a bilateral visit to India for the first time. Mr. Modi added that India and Jamaica relations are based on our shared history, democratic values and strong people-to-people ties. In view of prevailing situation in the region, the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals in Israel to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by local authorities. The embassy's requested them to exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel within the country and stay close to the safety of shelters. In cricket, India have clean sweeped the 2-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur yesterday. Chasing a target of 95 runs, the hosts overhauled the score, posting 98 runs in their second innings on the last day of second test. Earlier, the visitors were bundled out for 146 runs, taking a lead of 94 runs after resuming their play at the overnight score of 26-2. At least 23 people were killed in Thailand when a school bus carrying more than 40 students and teachers caught fire on the outskirts of the capital, Bangkok, yesterday. According to police, the bodies of 20 children and 3 teachers have been recovered. The police said 19 children and 3 teachers are reported to have survived. And that is the end of this news bulletin.